TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am your hostess, Tress Collins, here with Mr. Gary Bubba Alexander and our very, 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 very special guest, my hubby, Mr. Jeff Collins. Hey.
Wow. That's hey. Awesome.
It's inappropriate, Bubba.
Inappropriate, Bubba. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what the number one thing is that's searched on Google right now?
No.
Coronavirus. 1.2 billion. That's billion with a B. Searches have taken place.
I thought it would be TexasLending.com.
Well, that's in second. I was working our way to that. Yeah, so
right?
Coming in the second spot is TexasLending.com. It doesn't really matter what the number is on that one. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, welcome to TexasLending.com. It's great to be able to be back here. Kevin Miller is out for today doing his thing with his son and everything. And, man, what a great day to be able to talk about the world of mortgage. A lot of things are going on, right, Gary?
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, it's been a whirlwind the past 2 months. It seems like during this COVID time, people have been able to also, work on their finances, get some refinancing done, get some cash out to take care of some things. So it's been a pretty exciting time.
Okay, now talking about cash outs, has there been kind of like a speed bump along the way going on here? I mean, I've heard rumors of like cash outs are like no more, or what's going on?
It's not no more, but they're basically definitely throttling back. You're seeing a lot of banks are taking applications for them right now. Because of this, the government coming out with this CARE Act, it also kind of, throws a monkey wrench into things because people, they don't realize, and Kevin talked about this last week, is that if they do this forbearance thing, what kind of stress that puts on the servicers. Because they still have to make those payments to Fannie Mae. And so there's a deal about the cash out that is a different caveat than your regular mortgage that makes it a lot riskier. And that's why some people are not doing them. We're still doing them here at TexasLending.com. But you might find that even like if you want to go to bank and get $20,000 or $30,000 home equity, you might not be able to get it. So, which has been – that's a change over time. I've had some people tell me that this week. So
okay. All right. But it's still good here at TXL.com.
Oh, yeah.
TexasLending.com is still here to be able to take care of all your mortgage needs. And being able to purchase a property, refinance a property, do a cash out refinance is still the easiest thing that you could do. You can actually do this in your sleep.
Give us a call.
It's
like another commercial I got there. You can even do it in your underwear.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
These
but you can do everything
visuals.
Online. You know, so anyway, get your questions in line. I mean, we really, in the last 2 months, have not talked a whole lot about purchase at all because of the low rates and, you know, people wanting to refinance and then their questions.
But purchases are still happening.
But there you are. I have three purchases of my own this month.
Mm-hmm. And properties are still being built.
So if you have a question that we can answer on the air, the text line is 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Get your text in now so I can read it on the air. Give me something to do.
So what's Jeff been doing in his absence here?
Man, listen. So, I mean, we were talking about COVID-19 affecting all kinds of things. Well, you know, I left TXL here to be able to go do radio, and I'm still doing radio. I've just been furloughed because of, I mean, in radio, the way this works is it's real simple. Advertisers pay people's salary.
Right.
Right. But with COVID-19, if you can't go anywhere, then advertising dollars kind of dry up.
Shrink.
So as a result, I got furloughed for a period of time, and TXL brought me back in to be able to help out a little bit, do some things over here, do some things over there, and also sit here in this chair from time to time. So that's why I'm here. I'm excited. This is fun. Hey, today I get to get a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
for the first time in
a period. But we tried to go get a haircut yesterday, but we arrived too late in the afternoon, which was like 12:30. But so we have to call so we can get put in the waiting queue, and we have to wait outside. So we called, and the guy was like, "I'm sorry, I'm booked for the rest of the day." Like, the rest of the day, dude, it's only 12:30. It's like, sorry, you have to try tomorrow.
We're
like,
right.
My girl that cuts my hair let me know, like, Monday, hey, you know, do you want to come in Friday, get your hair cut? You know, since you've been one of the nice supporters during the time that I was off. And I said, you know, my daughter-in-law just cut my hair Saturday. But
that explains a lot.
If I'll make some time to come in and see you and maybe, you know, make a tip, you know, or something like that. But yeah, so, yeah, but that was pretty exciting. I know Kevin goes, do you know anybody that can cut hair? And I go, he goes, my hair is just getting too long. And I said,
his hair is getting long.
Yeah. And then he goes, well, you know, then he goes on this trip. And I said, hey, when you're down there in spring, you can get a haircut. So.
Right.
Because Nate's finally got a golf tournament. So, finally, after 3 months of waiting, you know, he's usually playing tournaments every other week or so.
Can't believe he's 13.
He's 13 years old.
Wow.
13.
They grow up
little
right before
Nate.
Our very eyes. Hey, let's talk a little bit about home ownership, Gary. You just talked about that a moment ago. And the benefits of being able to buy a home in today's market really has never been better. The rates are fantastic, right?
Right.
As far as that goes, what are the qualifications when it comes to buying a home for people who are listening for the first time?
They've changed. I mean, if you're going to try to do, you can still do conventional to 620 credit scores, but your FHA, VA scores have got to be higher. Here at Texas Lending right now, our FHA score is 660. We anticipate that being able to come back down some a little bit, but during this time, you know, 660 is pretty much the benchmark when it used to be 580.
Okay.
And, I can remember when there was no credit score.
Sure, sure, because you're like old as Moses, right?
Yeah.
You're doing mortgages for the Ark back in the day. So let me ask you a question regarding the credit scores having increased up to 660. Is that a protective measure regarding everything that's going on in our time?
Uh-huh. A lot of it has to do with ability to repay.
Okay.
And so, like I said, a lot of these people, and like I said, they don't know the repercussions of this, but they're going back out there and they're saying, I want to miss three payments on my mortgage, you know. So, hey, wow, this is great. I can miss three payments. There's not going to be any penalty. Well, no, there's not a penalty, but you do pay the piper. The interest is if it's put on the back of the loan, it's piling up interest. Interest never goes away.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you're... you don't know what's going to happen, you know, in the Fannie Mae guidelines. If you're in what they call a forbearance, you're not allowed to refinance for 2 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that I don't think that guideline's going to be changed. So if you do this time or whatever, then you've got to wait 2 years after it's over with before you can actually refinance.
But it's one thing to file, you know, ask for forbearance if you really are struggling to pay your mortgage. But like Kevin pointed out last week, there's lots of people who are just choosing not to because they can.
Yeah.
You know, but they can also pay their mortgage. But
right.
They're just choosing not to. So it's like, right. warning. Please don't do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because, like I said, because what happens is the people, the servicers, still have to make those payments to Fannie Mae. So then they're on the hook for thousands of mortgages payments for the next 3 months, you know. So, you know, and they haven't figured out a way to help that part of the business.
It's like passing the buck, you know, when you pass it down a little bit thinking, okay, good, you don't have to deal with it. But then the servicer passes it down or tries to. It's like you don't really know how this ripple effect is going to wind up playing out at the end of the.
Yeah.
So 660 credit score for FHA and VA. What about conventional?
Conventional still 620.
Okay, so
but 620 purchase, believe me, comes with all kinds of layers of, you know, how much assets you have. I mean, if you're going to get an approved eligible, you have to get an approved eligible. But a 620 credit score, conventional approved eligible is going to have some major mortgage insurance capability for having that kind of a credit score. So,
okay.
So it seems like the lower your credit score, the more incidentals.
Unless you're putting 20% down. But like we were saying last week, Chase and Wells have gone to where you have to have a 700 credit score and 20% down to buy a house.
Dang.
Whoa. That's kind of like old school way of doing mortgages.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's like 80s, 70s type stuff.
Wow, it's kind of like going back to doing
grandpa's
loan.
That's why the FHA was, you know, was so popular and created, you know, in the VA or, you know, for the low down payment and things like that and lower credit scores, you know, and that's basically still the same today, but right now it's not for credit scores and, you know.
Well, let me ask another real quick question here, and that is for people who aren't sure about what their credit scores are, what do they do? How do they just go online, type in credit scores, figure out what the credit scores are, and they give you a call? Or
Kevin always talks about that annualcreditreport.com. You know, but if you're in the purchase market or in the refinance market, you need to get your credit pulled. And what the thing that we do here at Texas Lending is we do what they call a soft pull on your credit. All right, it gives us the numbers, and it gives us the debts. And we can look at the credit that way, and it's not a hard inquiry on your report. So that gives you an idea. Like, you know, you want to call up here. We have a purchase team that's all they do is purchases, just to let you know. And what they will do is they will look at your credit and see the kind of things that you need to do to get your credit score up to, you know, what you can get that best purchase terms for sure on interest rate and money down, etc.
And the phone call is free, right?
The phone call is free. The text message is, well,
or free.
It could apply to your text messaging rate, but if you have unlimited like most folks, send us your text message question. Maybe you have a question about, you know, am I in the right place to buy a home? Look, send us a text message. Tell us how much home you're looking to buy in terms of value and maybe what your credit score is, how much you have to put down, and, you know, we can go from there. Or maybe you're just looking to do a cash back refinance, or maybe you just want to refinance, do a rate and term.
Refinance rates are still within an eighth or a quarter point, depending on how you're doing it, of all-time lows.
So, really?
Wow. Yeah. And you know what? That's not good enough for some people. They think they're going to go lower. I mean, they'll call in and say, hey, what's the rate? I've got a whole list of people that call me every week. Hey, what's the rate today? You know, what's the rate?
So what's the lowest rate you've had this week?
2.5.
2.5?
Yeah, on a 15-year. Yeah, with some points. Then APR probably around 2.89.
Now, explain points. When you say points, what is it like?
One point is one percentage loan of the loan amount. All right, let's say you make it easy, a $300,000 loan. One point is $3,000 on top of your regular closing costs, you know, that you have, processing, underwriting, title fees, et cetera, for sure. And so that point can buy your rate down. You know, I've never been a big proponent of paying points myself, but that's just me. Yeah, you know, I'm a no points, no escrow kind of guy. And you know what? I've have a lot of converts to that church.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you know, and they've all thanked me over the years that I, you know, suggested that they get out of escrowing and manage their own. You know, if they, you know, they're, you feel like that they're able to.
So why are you anti-escrow?
Because escrow gets screwed up by the servicer.
Mm.
I see it more times than not, that the servicers will be an escrow shortage, and they may not contact the customer. You see this a lot on new builds, where a lot of mortgage companies will just do the taxes on the undeveloped land instead of the actual house and with the house on it and everything. And so then 2 years later, they come back and they say, "Whoa, sorry, hey, you know how your payment was $1,200. Well, it's going to go up to $2,100 now to make up the $500 that we weren't taking in taxes that you should have been assessed, you know."
Mm.
And that, you know, like I said, and then, you know, insurance too, you know. So, hey, if you can, I always say escrow. Manage your own money, you know. Don't let somebody else do it for you.
All right. This is great information.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to go to a break. But get your text questions in, 972-387-4600. Or if you just want to call and talk to a loan officer, we have loan officers here today. Same number, 972-387-4600. We'll be back here after the break to answer more of your questions here on 105.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to TexasLending.com, the best and quickest mortgage hour known to mankind here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Jeff Collins, along with my beautiful bride, Tress Collins, and Gary, the infamous Bubba Alexander. Is that
right? The inappropriate.
Oh, the inappropriate Bubba.
I like you better. What you said better.
You like the infamous part. Of course you do. All right. Well, it starts with an I. So, of course, you can get your text in at 972-387-4600. This show really is all about being able to answer your mortgage questions. So if you've got one, let us hear from you at 972-387-4600. And it happens to be the same number that you can call in now and talk to one of our many loan officers who will be able to take your phone call and find out, hey, you know what? It's now a good time to actually refinance because I heard the rates are low. Or it's now a good time to be able to get some cash out of my property because, you know what? Maybe I need to set some aside for a rainy day. Just because you have it doesn't mean that you necessarily need to spend it. But it could be in a situation
A COVID day.
Yeah. Right, for another rainy COVID day.
Rainy COVID day.
Wow, absolutely.
Anyway, I just bounced down because I had one thing that's really cool is, you know, a lot of times customers come here to close their loans. And so got a real nice couple down there closing right now that I went down there and just kind of popped in on to see how they were doing.
Aww.
Oh, they were so thankful, you know, but
sure.
You know, it's fun to, you know, meet the people that you've helped, you know.
Yeah.
Along the way too.
Did they bring cookies?
Huh?
Did they bring any cookies?
No.
Oh,
no, they didn't. But we bumped elbows.
So it could be more fun, but
you bumped elbows?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that's right. That's a new COVID way. Bumping elbows and bowing and whatever. I'm an old-fashioned guy.
Right.
Namaste.
Yeah.
I appreciate a good old-fashioned hug. That's just me.
That's out the door now.
972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. And Tress is on the text board. What do we have?
We have quite a few text messages coming in. Gary, you are on the hot spot for answering questions today.
Oh, really? Well, I'll try my best.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. They say, good morning. I have a VA loan looking to refinance. Maybe original 30-year fixed. Been in the home for 5 years. Current rate is 3.625. Looking at maybe a 20-year term. Also, I am 100% disabled. Looking for a ballpark on the rate available with no cash out.
You know, here's the thing about that. Right now, I would wait until the COVID thing is up because there's been a lot of pushback on, like I said, FHA government loans. What we could close rates for back in March, early March and late February, we don't have right now. And so, and, you know, the thing about a VA IRL, they don't have a 20-year, you know, but your best... When it comes to the VA IRL, you just shop the rate. You don't really shop the term because you can always pay more, you know, if that's what you want to do. Or you can have the biggest, you know, 30 years again, but have the good rate, and you can always pay down more. But you'll find it's your 30 VA IRLs right now or I'm not sure because I hadn't priced one out, but the last time I looked at one, it was like 3.5. You know, there's people out there that say 2.875, 2.75. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of 2.75s in March. I did four or five of them early in March that were VA Earls. It's not a cash out, but, you know, you just kind of have to search around to see if, you know, some people have different programs for VA or something. I just know that our investors are those rates are on that VA Earl aren't right there right now as they were, but I think that they'll come back.
Okay. All right. Now, you brought up a point in this. I want to talk a couple things about this text because it's really intriguing. They wanted to do a 20-year term, but you said that VA Earls don't offer. So is it just 30 and 15?
Yes.
Okay. And then he also brought up the point that he's 100% disabled.
Right.
Why bring that up?
Because that means he doesn't get charged a funding fee. He's also doesn't pay any taxes. So his basically the only escrow he has is insurance.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not going to pay a funding fee for that. Now, the funding fee is different, but on the VA Earl, it's 0.50. Just to let you know, that's, you know, not as a half a point, basically, against that's added to your loan amount for their funding fee. On a regular mortgage, it's 2.15 on a VA mortgage that they charge up front. But if you have that disability exemption on your certificate of eligibility, then you're not charged that fee. And that's why he was bringing that up.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's good information. Of course, all of our veterans, we want to say thank you very much for all your service that you've done for this country. And
yes,
especially now during these times. I mean, we want to say thank you to the policemen, to the nurses, to the doctors, to everybody in some type of service industry, regardless. I mean, people who give in haircuts. Thank you.
People working at the grocery store.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
They've been working overtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was a grocery guy at one time. You know? And to those people going in every day, you know, and it's a grind.
Kudos to them.
Yep. Kudos to them for getting that stock in the shelves.
Yeah.
Getting the Charmin back where it needed to be.
And putting up with angry people. Because
right,
there have been a lot of angry people,
you know,
during this time.
I try to stay away from the grocery store myself, so I don't
Do
know.
Jeff yeah. does too.
I just don't.
No, I mean, I don't mind going because we
haven't
been able
to sit in the car while I go in.
Right. Well, here's you don't have to disclose everything. I mean, come on.
Full disclosure.
Ever since they closed down the movie theaters, it's like going to the grocery store is the next best thing and just walking around. I mean, it's like we do this thing where you count the mask or you count the people without the mask and then you look for the different type of... I went to the store the other day to pick up something for Tress and there was a person wearing a mask. It was a full headdress of an elephant or... Yeah, it was the craziest thing. I was like, well, that counts as a mask, but they had the trunk and everything. I was just like, well, see, that's creative. I mean, it's got to be hot, but that's... pretty creative. So, anyways,
it's funny. Is I was getting ready to walk into the hardware store a couple of last week, and I was walking in, and he goes, "You have to have a mask." And I go, "Darn, I don't have a mask." And I turned around. The guy walks in. He's like, "Come out here to the truck." He goes, "Here you go. You can have one of these." He had a whole box of them. So,
yeah,
what a nice guy to reach out to his fellow man. So I could get some grass seed and a spreader, you know.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's paying it forward right there with the mask.
Yeah, bringing the mask to the table, you know.
972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. Love to be able to hear from you today if you've got a mortgage question or you've got any other question. I mean, you know, we'll answer it. We don't care. what else do we have?
It might not be accurate information,
right,
but we'll answer.
I kind of wonder if people wonder about whether Kevin got all of his cabinets and stuff done, you know. He did. Yeah.
Last week.
But he was painting, right?
Yeah, but he said that they got them all finished and, you know, it was a type of white, but he couldn't tell me what shade of white it was.
Now, wait a second. Kevin was doing a household project?
Yeah,
Didn't Kevin also swear, he's like, oh, no, we don't. I don't do stuff like that. I pay
that's
other people
we,
to do stuff like that. Right?
Yes.
That was the argument we had.
So now he got stuck having to do the cabinets.
Yeah, he got suckered in by his wife.
We're going to have to get pictures.
That's what I told him.
I don't see these cabinets looking that great.
I'll just be
honest with you. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Gary, are you ready for the next question?
Stick to mortgages.
Here we go. Yeah. That's, yeah. Good morning. My name is Timothy. Good morning, Timothy. And I'm wondering if you all have any options for manufactured homes.
We do not. Modular. We can do modular on FHA. But we
really?
Don't, yeah. No, we don't do any type of manufactured home leasing. I mean, not leasing, but financing. There is a company, if you want to contact me after the show, just ask for Gary Alexander and you leave me a voicemail. I can let you know what the name of that company is.
I'll text them.
Okay, we can text you. Let's
explain the difference between manufactured home and modular home.
Yeah, I mean, what's a modular home?
Well, there is a difference between
the two. A modular homes, yeah, different pieces of a property that they haul them all to a property and then they fix them, put them together.
Like room
like a puzzle.
By room?
Yeah, like room by
it's
room.
It's prefabbed in another facility.
Yeah,
right?
And then brought out and put in. And, for you know, that's fine, but, I mean, for us, the manufactured home is not something that we've ever gotten into.
Manufactured home is, you think, mobile home.
Well, I know
mobile,
what a manufactured home is,
right.
Yes.
So. Had one back in 1980 when I first got married.
Back
in,
you?
You were in Waco.
Hewitt.
Okay, well, that's close to Waco, right?
Yeah. Isn't
it? I remember going out there to visit during the summer, and I was like, this is hot. Mm-hmm. This was hot. And then Gary let me look at one of his Playboys, so I just hung out in the bedroom for a while until my sister came in and took it from me. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Jeff and Gary are related. By marriage.
By marriage. That's the only way.
I'm like, wow, that's a strange, awkward conversation, and people don't know that you've known each other a really long time.
972-387-4600. There's all kinds of stories I can tell about Gary and things that we did when probably shouldn't talk about at all.
Yeah.
Give us your text, 972-387-4600. That's also the number to be able to call in. Love to be able to hear from you. You want to be able to talk to one of our loan officers. If you're looking at being able to purchase a property, you want to know more details, what's it going to take? It's a simple phone call. It's free. And also, they'll pull your credit as a soft pull. So you'll get a better understanding as to where you actually sit without it dinging your credit.
Right.
We'll be back with more details and your text coming up, 972-387-4600. Stick around to DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to TexasLending.com, the fastest hour in radio talk that you'll ever hear in your life, or at least you'll hope it was a lot faster than what it really is. I'm Jeff Collins, along with Tress Collins. Gary Alexander is in the studio, one of the long-term loan officers here at TXL. He's been able to help, I don't even know how many people. I mean, people recognize him, and he's like, oh, yeah, hey. Hey, how are you? He's famous here in the DFW area.
Do people walk up to you in the grocery store going, aren't you Gary Bubba Alexander?
No, because I have a face for radio. They don't.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't recognize me unless I got into a conversation with
them.
Hey, guys, we need a moment of silence. Just why? FYI, because today is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
What?
Yeah, today's National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
So I've got one at home just laying on the deal waiting for the return of the other
the
sock.
Mate.
Yeah, it's got to be around somewhere.
I've got two in my drawer.
Yeah. So we need to take a moment and just, you know. Okay, moment's
I'm
over.
Done.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, well, now that we were able to do that, let's get to the text.
You know what really helps with the lost socks is if you have all the same kind of socks.
And that's what I try to do. All mine are white.
Yeah,
all my white socks are the same. All my black socks are the same. So
you just have white and black.
Just mixing. Yeah, that's all I have is white and black. Yeah.
How unfun.
I'm pretty.
What are you talking about? They're socks.
They're socks. I mean, wear black socks or a white sock.
Yeah. What are you talking? What do you need?
Colored socks. Colored why wouldn't you do colored socks?
They are.
Like,
I have a sock with my daughter's face on it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty face to have on your sock.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So.
For sure.
972-387-4600.
You started this.
Well, I was just talking about having a moment of, you know,
you can
reflection.
Get socks with your pets, with your pet on it. Yeah.
You can get a sock with 972-387-4600 printed on it. This way you would always
give
know.
Give those to Kevin Miller.
There you go. We'd love to be able to hear from you. The text lines are open. Of course, our phone lines are open as well. If you'd like to be able to talk to one of our licensed loan officers, being able to figure out what's going to work best for you in this time. Because, listen, times are changing. Like Gary said, Gary, there are people who are joining us for the very first time right here, right now. What are some of the biggest changes going on in the mortgage world right now?
I think it's just kind of, kind of brings me back to 2008 when you lost a whole bunch of programs and then they slowly kind of came back. You know, I think that's what's going to happen here, you know, when it comes to credit scores and things. And everybody's just kind of testing the waters. Like I said, this whole forbearance thing has thrown, you know, a lot of servicers into a tizzy here about your loans. Because what a lot of people don't realize this is that your loan is either sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or, you know, Ginnie Mae, which is more your government-type loans, FHA. And the servicer is just somebody that collects the funds, and they make a small percent of interest off the money that they take in. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have to pay the Fannie Mae corporations and the rest of the corporations the money monthly. So it's just a weird time, you know. We see crazy stuff in the week. We see where rates one day might go up, you know, an eighth or a quarter, and then they come back down, and you just got to make sure you're on that down cycle, basically.
What's the difference between an eighth and a quarter? I mean, as far as money goes.
Oh, gosh, it's nothing. But you know what? There's some people that won't, you know, if it's three and an eighth, but boy, if I could get three, I'd really do this. And it, $17 a month is the difference in the payment between three and an eighth and three.
Yeah.
Even on a big loan, it's not that much. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I see it all the time.
Just people are hagglers.
Yeah.
They want that haggling experience to come out a winner on the other side. I got that less eighth of a percent.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but then shortly after the rates came really low down, they went up really high, and then luckily I kept the list of all those people, so when they came back down, was able to lock pretty much everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And see, that's
when they came back down. So
that right there is good loan officering.
Right.
I just created a word. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Tress is on the text board. What do we have?
All right. I may be buying a new home soon. I have about $30,000 in debt. I have about $100,000 in equity on my current home. What would look better for lenders? Using the equity to pay off debt, using it for the down payment, or a combination of the two?
Wow.
It's a heavy question.
That's a great question.
So you got $100,000 equity. So let's just say you have a $300,000 house and you owe $200,000. Okay. You have $30,000 in credit card debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, debt.
In debt. That could be car payment debt. It could
be a loan.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting $100,000. I mean, you don't need to put all that into your new house. You'd probably be better off paying off the debt. And, you know, having close to just having the one payment every month, if that's what you're talking about, that would be the best case scenario, I would think. Definitely.
But now, regarding when they make the phone call here to TexasLending.com, they're going to be able to sit there and say, okay, this is my scenario. So they're really trying to paint themselves in the best lending position.
Right.
So having the cash as a reserve, is that the best lending position? Having less debt, is that the best lending position? I mean,
Jeff, it's like the old adage, every snowflake's different, you know? Every loan is different. There's not two loans that are the same.
Okay.
So it's just each person is a unique situation. When you look at those debts, you can see exactly, you know, how much that is weighing them down with their income and everything on whether it makes sense to have a lower house payment or to pay off that debt. And, you know, you're still going to have a good house payment at today's interest rates.
Okay, excellent. 972-387-4600. I'd love to be able to hear from you via text, or if you just simply want to make that phone call, our loan officers are here, able to take your call and be able to make sense out of it. And, of course, we've got Tress at the text board. We want to keep her busy, so what do we have next?
All right. Somebody's asking, I am looking to refinance. Current interest rate is 4.75. Payment is $1,625. I'm guessing that's monthly. Main goal is lower rate and lower payment. We owe $180,000. The value is $230,000 to $240,000. Credit score is 650. Income to debt ratio is medium to high. Our gross income is $101,000.
You would just have to basically call in and check to see what's the best to run the scenario and see where the rates are for that credit score, whether you're going to have mortgage insurance or not. That's important. You won't know until you have an actual appraisal, most likely, whether you can get rid of mortgage insurance or not. Sounds like they may have an FHA loan, so not too sure. But like I said, if you call in, give our loan officers, we'll take you through the drill, basically see where you're at and quote you what's available today, and then also could point you to see what might be more available down the road for you if you paid off some debt or something like that to get your scores up.
Isn't that interesting, though, 4.75%? Right now, I look and I'm like, wow, that's really kind of high. But I can remember when thinking 4.75, wow.
That's what a great rate.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what I mean? It's like going to Starbucks and being able to pay $1.
I got
for a
into
coffee.
The business, and the rates were 7%, and the rates went to 6%, and the whole world just flocked to refinance. And, you know, 15 years were down around 5, and, you know, 30s were around 6, and everybody was just going the buzz, you know. It was just crazy, but. Yeah, that's, you know, the first house that I bought back in 1982 had 19% interest. So
19%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow. You know, there's something about home ownership that's just a lot of fun. I mean, there really is. It's
nothing fun about that.
Well, as far as the interest rate, yeah, the 19%.
Yeah,
but the home ownership part, I mean, let's paint a picture here just for a moment. Because yesterday we were able to, we do gardens every year, Tress and I. And we do above ground gardens. So we have these barrels and we pick certain plants or certain vegetables that we'd like to be able to consume throughout the spring and summertime. And it was just so much fun because yesterday we were back out there into the garden and laying out the fresh soil in the bucket and planting the plants and watering them. And it was just great. Well, I had the kids up front doing the hard work.
Adult kids.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Doing the landscaping, right? It's like, yeah, no, yes. You know, it's like being a foreman to the kids.
But
it was fantastic.
Our purple bell pepper plant coming in beautifully. It's like the peppers are starting to get bigger, and they've got that nice, beautiful dark purple hue to them. Ah, they're gorgeous. I took a picture for you and Kevin. It was sad Kevin's not here today to show him, but.
Well, you can show me.
I'll show you.
972-387-4600 again. 972-387-4600. We're coming back to your text right after this on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. That's the number again, 972-387-4600. Feel free to use that as our text line. We'll be happy to answer your question, or just go ahead and have that number ready for when you're ready to call a loan officer and be able to talk about refinancing, cash out, or home purchases. Talking about home purchases real quick, Gary, back in the day there were some things regarding like first-time home buyer programs and things like that. All that's gone, isn't it, for the most part?
Pretty much. It kind of went out with all the highest defaults in mortgages were on those bond programs and things where people with lower credit scores and got first-time home buyers. The defaults on those were very, very high. So here at Texas Lending, we didn't do them. You know, we basically called it for what it was. It basically, they were pricing your down payment into the rate, you know, charging you almost up to a point more in interest.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stay in that loan a certain amount of time before you can refinance it because it has some kind of a bond program thing attached to it. All that's pretty much gone right now. I mean, there's not – unless your county has a program for and a lot of times they do I think Tarrant County still has a first-time home buyers program where you have to take a class and you go through all this stuff. But you also have to buy homes in their targeted areas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. That's kind of...
caveats.
That could be sketchy. Could be sketchy right there. Be like, oh, no, thank you. All right. Tress is at the text board. What do we have?
All right. Somebody says, I have some old collections on my report. Am I better to settle these or let them sit?
They don't sit. That's the problem. If you have old collections and if you could get them settled, I think you're better off doing that than you are waiting to see if once it gets down to the end that they don't sell it to somebody else and then it starts all over again. That's what we see quite a bit in this business, where you know people think that a certain credit thing is going to come off their credit, but instead it gets sold to somebody for nickels on the dollar, and then they turn it into a collection and they try to collect it. So
yeah.
I think you're better off, you know, unless it's, I mean, people don't realize that, I mean, it's collections, yes, you pay off, but charge-offs you don't pay off. Mm-hmm. They've already been charged off.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no good, it doesn't do you any good to pay off a charge-off collection, you know, unless it's against your credit report or against your title or something like that, which I have seen, you know, a few times lately. But regular collections, you can usually, you can talk them into settling, and getting them to zero balance is going to be the quickest way to getting them off your credit for good.
So I've got this scenario, real-life scenario, where her daughter is approaching graduation from her doctorate program. So she signed up with this, what would you call it, Tress? A coaching firm, basically.
It's kind of like life coaching for people in the chiropractic field that are graduating. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they come in and they help her fix her credit, and they give advice of how she should take action to, you know, if she wants to open her own practice, the best way to go about getting a loan and things of that nature.
So with that being said, the coach had told her what you need to do is go to all three credit bureaus and submit letters for everything that you've got that's in collections or you've defaulted on or whatever to argue it. And she goes, my credit score has gone up. It's great. I said, yeah, it's great until you actually apply for a loan. And the person who's going to want to give you that loan is going to say, you need to pull all this stuff out of default. Or, you know,
dispute
in order to get a true credit score.
Right.
But see, she doesn't want to listen to me because I'm a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And her credit coach knows much better than I do. And I'm like, no. Your credit coach, or it's not even a credit coach, it's just a coach who has said you need to do these things. And it's like, honey, that's great, but, you know, I'm telling you, this is not going to play out the way you think it's going.
Disputes on credit, yeah. You know, it used to be, that's what they used to do at the very beginning, is that would pump up your score if you wanted to get your score up for a loan. You would dispute everything, and that when you put stuff into dispute, it takes it out of the negativity. So it artificially inflates your credit score.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the mortgage people figure that out very quickly and put in when it red flags disputes that they have to be removed. The disputes have to be removed. And when they do that, then the scores go back down.
It's not an easy fix.
No, it's not. And raising kids isn't an easy job either. So
collections, if you have, and, you know, if the collections can be negotiated and paid off fairly easily, then that's the route I would go. And then that way they pretty much, as you get older, they disappear. Yeah. But the ability for, you know, them to resell them and then kick off a new 7 years is what happens otherwise.
Make sure you give us a call today at 972-387-4600. Take advantage of this bright, sunshiny day here in the DFW area by finding out if today is a good day for you to be able to refinance or even do that home purchase. 972-387-4600. Tress, what's another text?
Let's squeeze in. I think we have time for one more. What is the credit score for a cash-out refinance? I'm assuming they mean the lowest credit score. And what if your score is low because of high credit card balances and the reason for the cash-out is to pay off the credit cards? I have a steady income for 12 years at the same job. No late payments or bankruptcy, just high balances because we bought our house in January and used them for furniture and moving expenses. Is income considered on lower credit scores? Current score is around 650. Sorry, such a long text.
No, it was a great text.
That's a great text.
So the thing about cash out, and that's been always been my expertise, just to let you know. The thing you have to do is call in. You need to see if you have enough assets to for reserves for cash out. Pay off, if you're paying off debt, that's a good thing. That gets your debt ratio down. But, you know, the thing about a 650 credit score and a cash out is how much equity. I mean, if you're trying to get 80% cash out with a 650 credit score, it's going to be tough. But if you have more equity in that, if you're trying to do 65 or 70% loan to value, there's a good chance that you can get it done and you can pay off that debt.
Okay. And then to answer the question as far as credit score, yeah, by paying off the debt, it will indeed up your credit score, but it's not an overnight sensation. It takes a little bit of time for that to be able to register, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people say, hey, if we can just cash out, we could pay off that debt.
Sure.
You know, have your cake and eat it too thing.
You know? Give us a call today. Great questions. We appreciate you listening. Again, our number is 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Loan officers are here, and they're willing to be able to help make sense out of this mortgage spaghetti stuff that's going on during COVID-19. Until next week, thanks for listening to TexasLending.com here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.